This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, in overdrive here, here's the Washington Post from July 4th on Independence Day. The Americans are coming. Some in Texas County fear an Obama-led U.S. military invasion. So again, the psyop is when there isn't a takeover, when there isn't martial law, oh, we're discredited in thousands of news articles. They've already written thousands claiming we're saying this. Now, for a month or so, they didn't have that many articles. It was hundreds a day for weeks. Now they're back, and they interview a black Bastrop city council person, Doc Jackson. We got to go interview him, and he says that this is a red flag that our country still has a lot of things that need to come to terms with, including the anger and disrespect being directed at the president. And they go on to say it's racist hate to not just love the military everywhere running around the streets. I mean, I was exposing militarization of police and drills when Bush was in. And no one we talked to in Bastrop said it was about black people. You don't like Obamacare, you're racist. Don't want to turn your guns in, you're racist. They inject this into everything to say you're basically a heretic if you don't go along with it. And the article basically says that it's racist and we believe an imminent invasion's happening. This is why mainstream media is in so much trouble, and it's why people don't believe you. Because everyone reading this that participated knows you're a liar, and everybody else that watches media and reads it knows not to believe you. That's why in national polls people don't trust Jade Helm. They go too far because they don't believe anything you do anymore. And that's healthy. Because the Pentagon admits they want to be ready to take out civil unrest in America, and they're gearing up for it. And people know we're in a recession / depression. They know unemployment's higher than you say. They know you're a pack of liars. Now let's go to the Washington Post TV piece that's separate from this article. Here it is.
The U.S. military will soon launch a mission in which it operates among the U.S. public and travels from state to state in military aircraft. In the exercise, Texas, Utah, and a part of Southern California are labeled as enemy territory. New Mexico isn't considered much friendlier. That's the scheme for Jade Helm 15, a new special operation exercise that begins in July. The Army says the size and scope of the mission set it apart from many other training exercises.
Mm-hmm.
Also setting it apart, the widespread conspiracy theories that the United States is preparing to hatch martial law. That is especially so in Texas, which was labeled as hostile in military briefing slides prepared for local officials. Texas Governor Greg Abbott even recently called for the Texas State Guard to monitor the mission. The military has tried to tamp down speculation about Jade Helm, but the conspiracy theories have persisted because of a handful of websites that say not to trust the military or the media and rampant speculation online.
This is part of the psyop. Look at what they say unconventional warfare is. It's going in and using deceit to try to control the people.
This Jade Helm 15 logo. This has a satanic hidden meaning.
Helm means homeland eradication of local militants.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. Here we go again, folks.
What do we begin to see here behind the Walmart in Texas? Humvees.
This is in preparation for the financial collapse and maybe even Obama not leaving office.
Now, here's what we know is true. The military routinely launches exercises in which regions of the United States are labeled as hostile for the purpose of training.
Only in the last few years.
They date back decades at the very least. Among them is Bold Alligator, a naval exercise involving thousands of Marines and sailors.
As Congressman Gohmert said, and he was in the military and he's on the committee, they've never done this. This is new. It's very suspicious. We're not saying it's imminent. They mix a bunch of folks speculating. And the telltale sign is you're hearing 3-second clips from us, mixed in with other people, so you think it's us saying it. I mean, just another psyop. Psyops don't work when people don't buy them anymore, punk. Let's go back to punk's video.
The most recent version was launched in the fall and included amphibious landings to fight insurgent groups in the fictional country of Garnet, Georgia, and part of Florida in real life. Then there's Robin Sage. U.S. Special Forces support fictional guerrillas in counties across North Carolina.
Totally
Green Beret soldiers work to liberate the country of Pineland and operate around civilians. 6 months from now, Jade Helm will likely fade from discussion.
That's it.
For now, though.
So that's their plan. And when none of this bad stuff happens, they'll say we're discredited. It's a straw man. They're full of BS.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Already 7-7, Tuesday, the 7th day of July, 2015. It's hard to believe it's the 10th anniversary since the London false flag bombings. I traveled a few days after the bombings to London, England, and of course made the film Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terrorism. And in that case, they had a drill with the Metropolitan Police and Scotland Yard of the exact same trains and bus being bombed at the exact same time and exact same location. Peter Powers, the former head of public relations at Scotland Yard, was running the drill and admitted on BBC and ITN that day that they were running a drill of the exact same thing and that he thought it was fantastical. I'm not saying they were involved in the attack. They were hired to create a smokescreen with the drill in case any operatives got caught. But it is impossible, And even mainstream news had to admit it was basically one out of, what, 23 tetragillion insurance actuary was done that could have happened. In fact, we should probably try to get Paul Watson. I didn't think of this. We should probably try to get Paul Watson, who covered it on for maybe the last 20 minutes of the show, Lord of the second hour, because Lord Monckton is coming on to break down the whole EU contagion, the meltdown, the Greece situation, and where all of that is going. Could this be the death of the EU that we're beginning to see? Paul Watson would be perfect to be on the last 20 minutes of that hour to go over and to repost some of the articles that he and I wrote that were the top stories at the time concerning 7/7. I mean, they got millions of readers. And we would just post the video of them admitting that the exact same trains and bus at the exact same time and exact same location in the drill is where the terrorists struck. The so-called terrorists were set up. They thought they were part of another drill, and it turned out MI6 was managing them through a character named Aswat, who was the leader of Al-Qaeda in England, and who was allowed to then travel in and out of the country unmolested. Even Fox News had to report that indeed he was MI6. And John Loftus, former top-level anti-terrorism head at the Justice Department, came on this show and talked about it. And I'm only scratching the surface there. We've got all this other news. It's just important to remember that a lot of this terror gets staged. 7/7 was completely staged. Now, shifting gears out of that, there's three different types of staged terror. Purely staged, provocateur patsy staged, and wind-up toy. And ISIS is the mother of wind-up toys. You don't control a wind-up toy. You wind it up, you turn it loose, and it goes around in circles running into things. A wind-up toy is Black Widows. Take 100 Black Widows, you know my allegory, dump it in your neighbor's bed because you don't like them, and you didn't physically bite your neighbor or kill them, but the Black Widows will give it their best shot. That's a wind-up toy. Putting two or three rattlesnakes in somebody's bed, or cobras. That's a wind-up toy. 7/7 was not a wind-up toy. It was staged. ISIS is a wind-up toy, multi-hundred-thousand-man operation, allowed to recruit on Facebook and Twitter, allowed to recruit and fly in and out of the United States, Canada, England, Germany, all over Europe, France. And now they've got cells and copycat cells, fellow travelers, lone wolf fellow travelers, that are in all 48 contiguous states. They are in every European country. And whenever, I guess, ISIS feels like it, whenever the time is right, signals will be sent through Western handlers to the double and triple agent commanders who will then activate the operations. And that's why when they came out 3 weeks ago and said, start attacking Western targets, I said, it's going to be real. You're going to see attacks. They'll be badly coordinated, low intensity, because they're not staged. They happened. I'm an expert on this, folks. I spend hours every few days studying it, talking to all the top experts. The ISIS situation is a real threat. And I'm not even talking about the few dozen or few hundred people they're going to kill. I'm sad for those folks that get killed. We're trying to stop it. But the big issue is how they're going to use it to take our liberties. The government and the government-controlled media thinks you're so stupid and I'm so stupid that they're going to basically let Al-Qaeda slash ISIS attack us, and then no one is going to point out, I guess, hey, our government funded them, our government created them. Rand Paul, and we should play some of these clips. I'm giving the guy short notice. I'm trying to find Rand Paul and Ted Cruz saying we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Hillary said we helped create them. I mean, it's all true, but that's her covering her butt. When she admits it, when she's heavily involved in Benghazi and the head of the State Department when they launched this program 5 years ago to arm these groups and turn them loose on Syria, Egypt, Iraq, Libya, she now wants to cover her butt and say, oh, it's terrible. We made a mistake. Al-Qaeda's back worse than ever, now called ISIS, when she is right in the middle of doing it. So now they know the attacks are coming, so they start demonizing the guy that exposed them at the greatest level, and that's Rand Paul. And they're saying when the attack comes, Chris Christie and others, it's Rand Paul's fault. Because Rand Paul is the only one other than Ted Cruz, but Rand Paul keeps doing it. Rand Paul keeps beating the drum. Ted Cruz has shut up and clearly gotten word to shut his mouth. Rand Paul is traveling the whole U.S. giving speeches, going on radio and TV, and pointing out that we created the Free Syrian Army, that John McCain went over there and helped set them up with Hillary's support, and that they're going to hit us. And so now they are politically assassinating him, trying to, and saying when terror attacks come, it's his fault for 4 years ago trying to stop the funding of these people. He actually is a hero, so in inverted reality, it's his fault. And in this upside-down planet, we now have Obama coming out saying that ISIS will not be defeated with guns, but with better ideas. When Obama and the EU run offense and defense for the radical Islamists, bringing them into Europe, bringing them into the United States, protecting them, giving the Free Syrian Army over $7 million the last 4.5 years that we know of, Hillary at the State Department allowing the weapons to be transferred, it goes on and on and on. And then airlifts giving them weapons. I've had Tosh Plumlee, current CIA pilot, on. Look him up. He's in the Congressional Record. You go, how does he still have a job at the CIA when he blew the whistle on government drug dealing in the 70s and the 80s and is one of the biggest Iran-Contra witnesses? Because the whole government's not bad. There's a white side and a dark side. And Plumlee has won all his court cases, and so they can't uninstate him as a contract pilot. Yeah, the Justice Department has threatened him. Yeah, they started following me around once I had him on. He's coming on soon. I mean, they're really mad at us. But do they really want to arrest us for exposing that we have NATO sources? He does. I don't want to have them. It's too dangerous. And Pentagon sources that have been there. When the C-130s deliver high-impact kinetic weapons, missiles, equivalent to tow missiles, you name it, anti-tank and anti-helicopter and anti-aircraft missiles, directly to guys with Al-Qaeda flags. And our special forces flipped out starting 4 years ago when these guys would laugh at them and say, we're going to kill you next, as they were delivering them chests of missiles. And let me tell you, they're going to start shooting down Western aircraft. The media will never point out our government gave it to them. And the word is they went on the market and bought Russian and Chinese armor-piercing knockoff tow missiles. I forget the name. I think it's Red Arrow. Yeah, look up Red Arrow. Check my facts, my memory. And also Chinese and Russian anti-aircraft handheld missiles. So there's going to be a whole setup there, too. And I'm just giving you, this has got the CIA, the NSA, the Pentagon with red smoke coming out of their ears. I have a responsibility to tell you the truth, no matter how dangerous it is. You understand, this radio show is not a game. Okay, now let's go ahead and let's go to this clip of Obama that we just need to have better ideas. What, Caitlyn Jenner? Maybe tell Al-Qaeda how to wear a dress? Will that idea trump them? Or how about some Obamacare? How about some 2 plus 2 equals 5? Maybe that idea will defeat them against Western weapons. Most of them, Colt M16s, U.S. 308 rifles, 5.56. Most of it's U.S.-made delivery. Oh, they accidentally got special forces trucks and armored trucks. No, they didn't. They were given them. They were armed in Iraq. They were armed in other areas like Turkey. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
And that means that we're going to have to pick up our game to prevent these attacks.
Uh-huh.
It's also true why, ultimately, in order for us to defeat terrorist groups like ISIL and Al-Qaeda, is going to also require us to discredit their ideology.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The twisted thinking that draws vulnerable people into their ranks.
Oh,
I've said before, and I know our military leaders agree, this broader challenge of countering violent extremism is not simply a military effort.
Oh, yeah.
Ideologies are not defeated with guns. They're defeated by better ideas. more attractive and more compelling.
We're going to break. We'll come back and play the full clip.
No, here it is translated.
This is our proxy army funded by NATO to take over the Middle East and kill all the Christians. And we're going to keep giving them weapons to do it. And then we're going to use it.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now. So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is backed by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that? Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
So we need the NSA to spy on you every minute while the border is wide open. And we need to train the military to operate domestically. That's a take on the Tea Party. For an imminent civil war, they say, is coming out of the blue sky. And our president says we can't fight ISIL, the Islamic State, with guns. We have to fight it with ideas. When our so-called allies of Turkey and Saudi Arabia and Qatar are publicly funding
these proxy armies to take out all of their enemies and run around chopping off every Christian head they find and blowing up every non-radical mosque and every Shiite mosque they find. This is a Wahhabist, Sunni, Islamic takeover of the Middle East. And hey, if the Muslims, the Shiites, and the Sunnis want to kill each other, I don't have a dog in that fight. But my government shouldn't be arming the Sunnis to go do it, especially when the Shiite non-radicals in areas of the Middle East, like Syria, let women go to college. They're not attacking the United States. They're not sexually mutilating women. They're not chopping Christians' heads off. They're not stoning Jews to death. Where are the feminists? Where are the liberals? Because they're not feminists or liberals. It's all just a thing to beat people over the head politically here to accept turning our guns in and Obama screw job care and open borders and globalism. When the rubber meets the road, our government, as a litmus test, is arming Islamic State, the new Free Syrian Army, to range around and create failed states all over the Middle East. Egypt, the government, defeated the West's attempted total takeover. But for the year that the Western allies, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Sunnis, were in control, there was a rain of murder and terror and rioting and throwing gays off buildings and chopping Christians' heads off and crucifying them upside down. Just anybody who wasn't a Sunni. And by the way, Syrian girl that comes on is Sunni, and she's against this. Most Sunnis aren't like this. I mean, I've studied the demographics. Sunnis are 79% of Islam, and the vast majority of them are not bloodthirsty psychopathic killers. They're killing non-radical Sunnis because Saudi Arabia is the homeland of radical Islam, and it's allied with our criminal rogue government. It ran the attacks of 9/11, working with criminals in our government to take American freedom and attack their archenemy at the time, Iraq, who was blamed when Saddam gave speeches saying, I'm archenemies with Al-Qaeda. They're always trying to kill me. They work for Saudi Arabia. I've been set up. I worked with your government. I was trained in Egypt by the CIA. I was told to attack Iran. I have been set up. Saddam gave all those speeches. They were true. Does it mean Saddam was an angel cake? Does it mean Hosni Mubarak was an angel? No, but they were Western dictators who did not persecute at 1/100th that Al-Qaeda does. But they had made-for-TV movies and HBO movies and all about how bad Saddam was. Saddam could go stand in a crowd of 20,000 people with AK-47s and no one was shooting. Under Saddam Hussein, they had total Second Amendment rights. Now, Iraq's being broken in three parts. And our president has the nerve to come out and say we need to beat Al-Qaeda, because that's what ISIS is and ISIL, with ideas when he knows full well they're funding them and it's a proxy army. The whole Pentagon knows, the whole military knows, and the good news is they've spoken out against it. You've seen hearings, but they've successfully contained all that now and shut down the debate about it. We have to force that debate back out in the open. They just changed the name to confuse the public. Here is the traitor-in-chief.
And that means that we're going to have to pick up our game to prevent these attacks.
You need to take your freedom.
It's also true why, ultimately, in order for us to defeat terrorist groups like ISIL and Al-Qaeda, is going to also require us to discredit their ideology, the twisted thinking that draws vulnerable people into their ranks. As I've said before, and I know our military leaders agree, this broader challenge of countering violent extremism is not simply a military effort. Ideologies are not defeated with guns. They're defeated by better ideas.
Horse crap.
A more attractive and more compelling vision. So the United States will continue to do our part by working with partners to counter ISIL's hateful propaganda, especially online. will constantly reaffirm through words and deeds that
there
will never be.
They're going to restrict everybody's free speech and pass cybersecurity laws on the back of this and take freedoms domestically to fight the proxy armies they've released. We're going to come back and get into all the other news on Greece, the knockout game, the economy, and so much more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. I want to just read the different stacks of headlines before I launch into the next areas, sections of news. This is so important that I'm going to spend a large portion of the third hour on it because, again, it illustrates the inversion of reality, not just the story itself. There are 700 plus million people south of the U.S. border. If you've ever been to Central or South America, it's super beautiful, has a lot of interesting things. The people come off as very funny, very nice, very creative, very smart. But they never got out from under colonialism, and there are stabbings, shootings. I mean, it's as dangerous as Chicago all over Central and South America. It's wild, wild west. It's dangerous. And their prisons are hellish. And when people run from the law in Latin America, but now it's China, Russia, you name it, they come to the United States because you can get fake IDs and blend in and be left alone. If you're a citizen, though, and you do something wrong or you use a fake ID, you hear about them busting people that have been using a fake Social Security number for 20 years, not to steal an identity of somebody that's dead, not to steal money, but just to change your identity because you're a convicted criminal or something. You hear about people getting raided all the time. But if you're an illegal that's committed rapes, murders, arson, you name it, you come here and you're above the law. And then Trump talks about that and they are trying to crucify him. And again, whether you like Trump or don't like Trump, if they can crucify someone telling the truth, they crucify the truth. And now there's video of the arrogant San Francisco sheriff who released the seven-time felon. He'd been deported five times. He was about to be deported. ICE wanted him. And they just released this guy, and he went and shot a woman for no reason in front of witnesses. First denied he did it. Now says, oh, he just picked the gun up and it shot her by accident. And then first he said he was shooting sea lions. Then it was he didn't remember. Then it was an accident. And then he was just pointing it at her. And then now he wasn't pointing it at her. It was in a bag. And then next. I mean, this guy's a worse liar than Bill Clinton. And the issue is, I've been hit twice by illegals. Drunk, once at a fast food restaurant drive-through. It wasn't that bad, but they hit me on about 8 miles an hour and crunched in some stuff. Had no license, had no info. The cop said nothing I can do. Another time, same thing. Got back-ended going down I-35. Probably only going 20 miles an hour, stop and go traffic. I've back-ended somebody before. Difference is, I got the ticket. My insurance had to pay. Cops come. Guy just goes, no speak English, you're gone. Everybody you know has experienced this or knows somebody that has. The drunk driving, the hit and running, the raping, the stealing, the killing. Does that say that people in Latin America are inherently bad people? No. But Latin America has collapsed into a crime wave. There's 110,000 dead Mexicans in the last 8 years that we know of. When college kids protest the corrupt government, they go and kidnap 20-something of them and kill them. That's the government. There's a report out from MRCTV. Border report backs up Trump's rapist claim. Well, of course it does. And that ties in, I'll cover it in the third hour in great detail, the knockout game. I've seen four different knockout games since Sunday. Two of them I sent to you guys. The other two I need to dig up and give you. New videos from Rockstar Hip Hop and all the other sites that celebrate this stuff where you got an old white guy or an old white woman. A lot of times it's even a homeless person. And a black teenager walks over and punches him in the head. And sometimes they fall over and hit their head and die. And it's clearly racial. The sites say it's racial. Hey, look at that old cracker ass hit the ground. You know, great job. And when the Klan does something like that, that's the exact kind of stuff the Klan used to pull and still does sometimes, is you go find some old homeless black guy and you kill him. Same MO. I can pull up the stories. But see, when they do it, it's a big deal. But when black people do it, it's not a big deal. Just like when Hispanics go around committing crimes, mainly against Hispanics, doesn't tend to be racial. Except against blacks, Hispanics commit, on average, of the crime statistics, in Austin and in L.A. and in Dallas and in Houston and in San Francisco against blacks. They have a derogatory term for them. The point is, I've studied the anthropology, the sociology. I know what's going on here. And the media doesn't want to admit that this stuff is going on and is intensifying because MSNBC and the White House are charging up racial tensions and charging up social tensions with class warfare and making double black unemployment what it was 6 years ago and all the social problems be blamed on white people. And most of the white people being attacked are poor. They have done nothing to anybody. And in Los Angeles, especially, every day or two, a black person gets shot by Hispanic gangs. And the response of Hispanic gangs are, we're tired of getting shot and being attacked. We're just going to kill everybody. The point is that the world, from Africa to Latin America to areas of Eastern Europe to many areas of Asia, is completely unraveling. I mean, you go to any country out there, and there are gangs of people going around killing each other. You look at Indonesia. There, it's the exact same people. They all look the same, same genetics, but they'll all kill each other over who lives on this side of the street or that side of the street. Or in Africa, it'll be animist or Muslims killing Christians. Or Christians, though, we've got to be honest, statistically, they don't do a lot of it, killing those groups. It's black people. You live on that side of the river, you live on that side, we're going to kill each other. It's like the Star Trek episode where one guy's got black on his left side of the face and the other guy's got black on the right side of his face, and one's the upper class and one's the lower class, and they're killing each other. This is divide and conquer, and I know you know that, but it's just amazing. Illegal immigrant deported 6 times, charged in felony hit and run of family that injured young children. That's just, I mean, I see this every few hours. San Francisco sheriff, Pier 14 murder could happen in any U.S. city. He calls Trump an opportunist. See, it's no big deal this woman's dead. You know what? It's a good thing, the sheriff's department. They're defending themselves. Yes, we're a sanctuary city, and if we have an aggravated felon who ICE wants to deport, who isn't a citizen, we're going to let him stay here. See, we can't even deport aggravated felons that are illegal. The Travis County sheriff is black and a Democrat. He deports on average 5 illegal aliens that are felons a week. He gives them to the feds. Most of the time, feds won't pick them up. And the Democratic Party is running people against him and trying to remove him, saying he's a racist. You're like, why? Because the precedent has to be set under globalism to have no border. And to have it where they can selectively keep anybody they want inside the country. And if you give in to the common sense, hey, we should deport illegals that are rapists and killers and arsonists and robbers, why, then you have to admit that there's an illegal alien crime wave. I mean, in the 80s, they admitted there was a Cuban crime wave. Not that Cubans were all criminals or predisposed to be criminals, but because Fidel Castro dumped 300 plus thousand people conservatively out of his prisons and put them on boats and said, go to El Norte in Florida. That was a crime wave. And they came into the Cuban communities that were there and took them over. That's not deniable. It's not racist to say the truth. Mexico is in a collapse crime wave. Venezuela is in a socialist crime wave collapse. The Soviet Union was under a horrible dictatorial permanent collapse system. Those are white people. It's not racist against Slavs to say they were under a tyranny. And I know you know that. It's not racist against Asians to say we shouldn't pay for Chinese women by the thousands a week to travel to the United States to openly declare they're here to have their babies and have it all paid for. This is suicide of this country. We're totally bankrupt. So I'm going to take this stack, and I'm going to put it over here. I'm going to spend a lot of the third hour on it. I didn't watch the nightly news one night last week. I tend to watch it in the morning on my iPad while I get on the elliptical. Then I've got, you know, televisions in there that I monitor as well in the gym, in the public gym I go to. And I heard them back there talking yesterday afternoon, about a show they did last week, and I knew that we'd sent our East Coast reporter, Dan Bedondi, up there to cover it. And I heard Dude talking about his uncle, who I know was a Navy SEAL and then a decorated FBI agent who retired a few years ago and is part of a big security firm. And I heard Dude talking, and I was like, are you kidding me? His uncle talking to other FBI people, who I guess are still in, was told, you ought to go check out Sandy Hook. We're not allowed to. It doesn't add up. And his uncle went to the hearings, and I didn't even realize we have video of him at the hearings and Bedondi interviewing him and what he said on air and what he said off air. And he told Dude, yeah, you can repeat what I said. He's been in the John Gotti trial. He's a well-known FBI agent. He's been in a whole bunch of stuff, a bunch of big cases. And he told Dude, I have never seen people acting so weird and so suspicious and saying no one knows anything and no paperwork on anything. And he's a former Navy SEAL, retired FBI agent, and I'm... And I know what will happen. These guys are compartmentalized. They're like Mr. America, most of them. They really think they're the good guys. And overall, they are good guys. But they're compartmentalized. Right next to them is the devil. And above them, people like Eric Holder, as bad as it gets. They'll go investigate something, find out it's true, and then be shut down. And I would imagine after we talk about this, he's going to get a visit because he's now investigating Sandy Hook. Rob Dew's uncle is now investigating Sandy Hook, former FBI agent, retired. That's got to really freak him out. And I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but he said he's never seen something that looks this fake. It's because it is, folks. I don't know if they really killed kids. I don't know. But we got emails and memos. That school was shut down a year before. They tore it down. They covered it up. No rescue helicopters, no ambulances. Within an hour and a half, they had a sign saying, check in here. It was a media event. If they did kill kids, they knew it was coming, stocked the school with kids, killed them, and then had the media there. And that probably didn't even happen. I mean, no wonder we get so many death threats and so much heat and so much other stuff I'm not going to get into behind the scenes when we touch Sandy Hook. Because, folks, it's as phony as a $3 bill. And what a small world that this happened. By the way, Rob Dew also had family in the Special Forces who was in the marathon at Boston and told us a bunch of stuff and then never talked to us again after got threatened, you name it. There was a drill, and they pulled him out right before the bomb went off. So it's just what a small world it is that through Rob Dew's family, this stuff continues to come out. Rob Dew's kind of like been the hippie of the family, and now you know he works here, but he's a patriot libertarian. The rest of his family are, kind of like the salty earth patriot types. But you get into it, and they're so naive until they run right into the reality. I mean, it all came out right before 9/11, and right after. But the FBI was blowing the whistle before 9/11 about the flight schools and being told to stand down. Same thing on 7/7. There were two FBI agents in the L.A. Times that saw the surveillance footage of McVeigh and eight other men stage the attack. And they went public and said this should be released and there should be investigation. And, of course, they basically got given desk jobs over it. But then they had other FBI agents go into the police department and threaten the head of the K-9 unit, Don Browning, highly decorated Marine Corps veteran from Vietnam. We've had him on three times. And they walked right in and said, you and your wife are dead if you don't shut your mouth. And then he didn't shut up, so a month later, he's at the water cooler. And they walk right over to him and say, did you not get our first warning? Well, guess what? He still comes on this show, and he named the names. So suing! Oh, you're not going to sue the retired, decorated police officer, are you? Because you know it's true. So see, it's not that the whole government's bad. You got FBI trying to expose it's a false flag over here, and you got FBI right over here that's involved in it. at least in the cover-up. Because you got the special units run by people like good old Eric Holder, who's now gone back to work at the big law firm that's the only law firm you can hire, like Arthur Anderson was for accountants, who if they certify what your company does, paying no taxes or getting bailouts, you never get prosecuted. He'll go there now and make millions a year for a job well done, screwing us over. Oh, but don't worry. He'll work for the Democrats in the state of Texas through a DOJ front to move to indict our attorney general because he's a patriot and not a crook. See, if you're a crook and work for them, you can do fine. If you're not a crook, you get indicted. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has written an article about this today, how they can indict a ham sandwich, ladies and gentlemen. You can make one mistake on your income tax thing to put you under the jail claiming you filed it and it's wire fraud. You waive all your rights when you fill it out, all of it. You can take 50 different tax returns to different, the same tax return to 50 different preparers. They'll give you 50 different answers. You make one mistake on something where the IRS won't even give you advice on how to fill it out properly. And then the FBI will come and have you indicted for a T that wasn't crossed, claiming you engaged in premeditated fraud. What a joke. The justice system at the federal level is defunct, illegitimate, not fit to attend.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Ideas. Coming up, 10 killed, 55 wounded in 4th of July gun violence in Chicago. That's the Chicago Tribune. You mean black-on-black gang violence. No, let's blame the guns. That's all coming up in the third hour. Now it ties into the illegal alien crime wave. And police deny brutal beating of white man by black mob was racially motivated. Even though that was put in the police report, it's now been removed. And that's like the San Francisco sheriff, because a Hispanic killed a white person. He's like defending himself and saying they've done nothing wrong, and they would release the illegal again. So it's really becoming a problem where white people, mainly liberal trendies, go into black areas and find out that it's not all as liberal and trendy as as you thought. And this is the wages of MSNBC in the White House, where they're teaching young people it's virtuous to go out and attack a white person because they deserve it, because they've got it out to get you. So the problems in society never get fixed. And so folks that are into thug culture are primed to go into prison. Very, very sad for everybody. Coming up, London is now the global money laundering center of drug trade, says crime expert. Oh, but if you get caught selling a baggie of weed or something, you go to prison. But the banks are laundering trillions every year globally. And drug money, oh, that can't be investigated. I'm sorry, the Justice Department doesn't do that. Newsium poll, only 19% know First Amendment guarantees freedom of religion. Yeah, I want to send our reporters out. They've been doing a great job. Why don't we send Jakari out, see if he wants to go cover this, and ask folks if they know what the First Amendment is, and see which percentage know that it's about the press, religion, speech, everything. See how many people know what the First Amendment is. And then ask them about the poll. We have a Leanne McAdoo report coming up where she goes out and asks folks about Greece and their collapse and are they concerned. I noticed most people wanted to say Greece was lazy and deserved it. They didn't want to talk about are they worried about a collapse here. They wanted to say they need to pay their debts. Really? Debts they didn't sign on to? America is in deeper debt than Greece is overall. And you watch these people sit there and shoot their mouths off. One black guy gets it right and says it's an aristocracy running it, not a democracy in Greece. Greece meltdown is America next. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before we go any further, though, there's big attacks on those of us exposing Jade Helm as a military conditioning op. The media is claiming that we're saying it's an imminent takeover. The Washington Post and others, we're going to break that down. But briefly, we have the highest quality nutraceuticals out there, bar none. But even sometimes you notice Whole Foods will be sold out of colloidal silver for 2 to 3 months. It's because it's hard to attain this stuff. We have the same colloidal silver that Whole Foods has. Ours is just $5 to $10 less, depending on what they're selling it for. We private label it as Silver Bullet. It's available. Free shipping throughout the month of July at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We are selling out of Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, X2, the good halogen. If you want to secure yours, it could be months till we get more. It will sell out soon. InfoWarsLife.com. The reason I obsess on this is we're sold out of 7 of our 13 products right now. And we are going to sell out of Super Male and Super Female Vitality. You can read the rave reviews on the site, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us, Lord Monckton.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality, loyal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.